Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Tuesday, January 25th on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET is what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all of your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app today over at BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. That's Better Fantasy, BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Manscaped, the leaders in below the belt grooming. Head over to manscaped.com and use the promo code SGP for 20% off your order and free shipping. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. Once again, that's SoBet.io/SGPN. And last but not least, we're brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So grab it today and let it ride.
What's up, everybody? This is Cameron Krog from Loyola Chicago Ramblers, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride. Shout out to the Broad Stop. Thank you, guys.
Welcome to the College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Tuesday, January 25th. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Oh, yeah. We got a loaded slate of college basketball. Coming off of a 3-4 night on the locks, 3-4, but I really feel like maybe I'm making excuses. I'll let you judge this. I really feel like I was 3-3 because I did not know that Bobby Hurley would be suspended for the head coach of Arizona State. Bobby Hurley was suspended for the USC game, as well as two players. I didn't know that was going to happen. I mean, I thought there was a potential. I understand there was a crazy conduct thing that happened, but I didn't know they'd be suspended for the USC game. I'm just going to throw that out there. I think I should have went 3-3. All right. Cause Arizona State lost by 22 in Los Angeles, but still, I thought I would have had a better day. Jacksonville, the Dolphins, they disappointed me against Kennesaw State, didn't cover. And that was the first time Kennesaw State beat Jacksonville in the past 8 tries. I was shocked to see, so I lost that as a lock. I lost Louisville as a lock. Louisville just didn't show up, and you got to wonder now. I think Chris Mack's done, right? Is this official? I mean, I know it's not official, but I'm saying they just look like they didn't care today. What is happening to once really, you know, good basketball program? I don't know, but they're in for a tough year as the ACC. That's one of the teams, you know, that's normally atop the ACC. So yeah, Virginia got it done by 12. Did not expect Louisville to, you know, lay down like that. I did cash in though on UNC Wilmington +3. Also money line that thing. Even though they were down at half, they got it done. That was a special. Wilmington continues to impress in the CAA. What was my some of my other plays here? My other play would be, well, first off, how about that Texas Tech Kansas game? Talk about game of the night. I didn't lock it, but Texas Tech covered for me. That was a great game. That is why college basketball is the best sport on the planet, if you ask me. That game was awesome. It's everything that you want in a regular season, or even if that was a playoff game. I know Patty C was talking. He was saying, hey, this is better than any NBA game I've seen in years. I said, dude, this is better than I don't know, like a regular season college basketball game. To me, it's just so much better than an NBA game. I'm not a big fan of the NBA, and a place watching that Texas Tech game at Kansas where the place is just lit. That's what college basketball. That's why college basketball is the best. You know, it's not a corporate Instagram event. You know what I mean? It is awesome. And so shout out, Kansas got the win. Texas Tech almost pulled off the sweep of the Jayhawks, but double overtime game, awesome college basketball game. If you have YouTube TV or something, watch that if you missed it. It was worth it. I locked up St. John's against Seton Hall. That cash. Oh. Yes. They got revenge. Much needed win. That was a much needed win for Mike Anderson. They are showing signs of life. They won by 21. That was impressive on the road, cause they had been horrible on the road lately. And I locked up Weber State late. Now this is one where you get the SGPN app, because, I woke up this morning, I was going through some numbers and I thought, oh, I got to lock up Weber State. They took care of business on the road at Southern Utah. Huge game in the Big Sky there, as they win by 8 on the road. Got it done. Some of the other games to key on: Belmont just destroyed Eastern Illinois. I was on the right side of that. I was on the wrong side of Boston College plus the points, as Wake Forest wins by 30, and Steve Forbes continues 16-4. Wake Forest now, I think even 17-4. I mean, just and Alondis Williams, a pleasure to watch. 20.7 assists, 7 boards. He's complete. This Wake Forest team is fun. And I'm excited to see them in the NCAA tournament this year. Hopefully they can continue to carve out a path to get there. This was another lock that I lost. Winthrop. And I know they've been horrible ATS. NC Nick alluded to that via text to me. Why would I take Winthrop? They've been terrible ATS. Well, High Point's been dog shit. That was my logic, was, hey, High Point's been dog shit. I think Winthrop is the more experienced team. But I was wrong. High Point, Tubby Smith got the win. Nice win for them. Tennessee State, Morehead State. Tennessee State, I think, covered by 0.5. I was on the wrong side of that. I was on the right side of St. Joe's against George Mason, though. George Mason won by 6. I believe that was 6.5 that I got St. Joe's at. I was on the wrong side of Loyola Colgate, and this is one I watched a lot of this game. Loyola had that lead at halftime. Colgate stormed back late and got the cover, impressive cover for the Raiders of Colgate. Now, this is one I told you fringe lockwise. We should have considered this. Norfolk State, they won by 20 against Morgan State. Norfolk State continues to be the real pride of the MEAC. I think they're 13-4. Watch out for them. Now this was shocking. New Hampshire lost to Maine. I think that's probably the most shocking. I watched New Hampshire play Marquette earlier in the year. I was impressed with New Hampshire. Maine has been terrible for years. That's a huge win for that program. What else happened? Lafayette beat American U. I was on the wrong side of that. Didn't really know what to do there. And how about this one? Ole Miss lays it on Florida by 16. Ole Miss is a really hard team to get a gauge on. They're really, one day they'll look good, the next day they'll look terrible. I mean, they lost to Samford at home, not Stanford, Samford. Impressive win by 16 over Florida. That's a big win. That's a win that's going to hurt the Gators there. Towson took down Delaware. I was on the right side of that. Those are two of the top teams in the CAA doing battle in Delaware, and Towson got the win there. Bellarmine covers against Jacksonville State. I was on the right side of that. South Dakota beat Western Illinois. That was pretty shocking to me. I went back and forth on this game, ended up taking Western Illinois, so I was on the wrong side of it. But the Leathernecks opened the season looking like perhaps a contender in the Summit League, where now the Coyotes of South Dakota come in there and beat them. Impressive. I didn't see that one coming. I lost Jackson State, Florida A&M. I lost this game by a half a point. Brutal. But the Rattlers got it done in Florida A&M. I also lost in North Carolina Central, Maryland Eastern Shore. That these games were incredibly hard to pick. They're all 1 or 2 point spreads, teams with similar records. I went Eastern Shore based on what I had seen back in December. Yeah, I was impressed. I believe they played UConn and I was impressed. But nice win for North Carolina Central. Alcorn State, Bethune-Cookman. I did get the cover with Bethune-Cookman. South Carolina State, Delaware State. This is one Delaware State covered, and I did not have that. South Carolina State only won by two. That was a much bigger line than that, but they survived. Howard lost to Coppin State. That was one that was pretty surprising to me. I probably, if I had to pick a couple more locks, I think I might have locked up Howard against Coppin State, but Coppin State gets the win. Shout out to old former Bullet Larry Stewart, Washington Bullet. He was from Coppin State. Hartford is at Binghamton. And Binghamton wins by 10. Once again, shocking to me. I actually think this was a pretty shocking college basketball Monday for a lot of these small schools. Binghamton hasn't been very good lately. Maine has been horrible lately. Even Delaware State didn't get the win, but they almost won, and they're terrible. SIU, Edwardsville, UT Martin. UT Martin got the win. I was on the wrong side of that. Murray State, Tennessee Tech. That one I was on the right side of is Murray State cruised. Virginia Tech, North Carolina. This is one I thought I would cover with the Hokies. North Carolina got the win by 10. Thought I was looking all right with this. But down the stretch, Virginia Tech, that's a huge loss for them. Huge loss for them. Northern Arizona took care of business against Sacramento State. That's one where Virginia Tech transferred Jalen Cohn at 35 points. Alabama A&M Prairie View. I was on the wrong side of Alabama A&M Prairie View. They lost. I mean, they only scored 48 points against Prairie View. I believe I was on the right side of Arkansas Pine Bluff and Grambling State by a half a point I covered. And I did not cover Mississippi Valley State and Southern. Man, I thought I was going to cover this at halftime. This was only an 11 point game. Texas Southern got it done against Alabama State. Eastern Washington got it done against Idaho State. I was on the right side of that. And San Diego, Santa Clara, overtime, San Diego covers. I was on the wrong side of UNLV, San Diego State. And then this is what I mean. Another shocking game on the mid-major front. Idaho beats Portland State. Idaho has been horrible this year. They go on the road to Portland. A lot of people probably, I would say almost everybody would have not forecasted that. So overall 3-4 on the locks. I think feel like I robbed a little bit on one of those, but, let's get back at it. I'll be honest. Monday and Friday slates, I think are the hardest to pick. Monday and Fridays. But let's get to this thing here. But before we get to today's lineup, which is awesome, which is much better than any, since this is the best lineup we had since Saturday. I want to tell you though, that the College Basketball Experience Daily Show is brought to you by WinBet. WinBet's now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WinBet is what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynnBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app today over at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy, B-E-T-T-O-R, fantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Manscaped, the leaders in below the belt grooming. Head over to manscaped.com and use the promo code SGP for 20% off your order and free shipping. And we're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is free to download. It is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So get that today and let it ride. All right, folks, here we are. Tuesday action. A lot of huge college basketball games. I mean, I'm very excited. I'm going to be back with God's Eye. The reunion, it's happening. out the gate here, we have Alabama and Georgia doing battle here in Athens. Alabama's laying 14.5. I went back and forth on this. Alabama lost at Missouri. They've also lost to Iona and Davidson. Georgia sucks. For some reason, I just feel like Georgia's going to cover the 14.5. Bama wins by 12. I don't know. I don't like the game, but that's what I'm going with. Richmond is at Rhode Island. This is a gigantic game in the A10, folks. Rhode Island just got upset by GW. Rhode Island was in second place. They jumped back to 5. Richmond's in 7th place. Preseason, favorites among the top favorites in the A10. Can Richmond get it together? They're a seasoned team. Jacob Gilliard's been leading the NCAA in steals for what seems like years now. Can they get it together and go up to Kingston, Rhode Island and grab a win? This is an awesome game. I think both teams are still very capable of winning the Atlantic 10, despite Davidson's ridiculous start. This is a big time game. This is one that's going to be fun to watch. If you get a chance, watch this one because there's major implications here. I'm going to take the experienced team. I'm going to take Richmond +2.5 on the road. All right. Next up, we got Akron. Akron is on the road here at Central Michigan. I have a rule that Central Michigan is on auto fade. Akron's laying 11.5. You know what? Lock up the Zips minus the points. I think they will get it done. Central Michigan's on auto fade. They're 2-12 overall. Easily the worst team in the MAC. What do we got after that? We got a really good MAC matchup. One that, once again, I feel like I can't wait to watch this one. Buffalo is at Toledo. Buffalo is getting 5.5 points currently. And this is one I kind of went back and forth on. This is an awesome game. Just to let you know, the preseason favorites in the MAC were Ohio, who won the MAC last year, and Buffalo. I actually think most publications had Buffalo, but some had Ohio because they returned Jason Carter transferred back from Xavier. But a lot of them, just those two teams. I mean, some people had Akron kind of up there, and Toledo has kind of came out of nowhere. Toledo just whooped Ohio on the road at Ohio. They are first in the MAC, and Buffalo's kind of this team that, hey, they started out all right at a conference, showed some flashes, but they're just 10-6. They kind of sputtered a bit in the past month. This is a huge opportunity for them. I'm going to ride with Buffalo in the points. I think they're going to be able to stay in this game. I think it'll be a close game, and it's a letdown spot. Toledo's coming off that huge rivalry win against the Bobcats of Ohio. So this is an awesome game, though. This is must-watch TV. This will be on at the studio. Cincinnati is at Temple. Aaron McKee's got them really playing better ball in the past month or so. However, they had a COVID pause. They haven't played in a while. Now they're coming out of it and they're facing a Cincinnati team that I feel is decent. I think the advantage is with Cincinnati. This line opened up at -2. I'm seeing it at -3.5 now. I wouldn't go much further than this, but let's lock up the Bearcats of Cincinnati on the road. Road Warrior is back. What else do we have on the slate here? As we scroll down, we have Clemson at Duke. Ah, man, this is one. If you had told me 2 weeks ago, I would have took Clemson +12.5 all day. I would have locked it probably. But Clemson started sputtering. They've been blown out on the road the last couple of times they've been on the road. I mean, they even lost a home game to Boston College. I get it. Most recently, Clemson blew out Pitt at home in Clemson. But if you look at that road record of late, it's been terrible. I got to take Duke minus 12 and a half. If it goes up to 14 or 15, maybe I consider Clemson. Maybe. But I think Duke is the play right now. Columbia is at Yale. Columbia is getting 17 and a half points. They're really bad in the Ivy League this year, but I just still feel like in an Ivy League game, you're giving me 17 and a half points. I have to do it. I have to take it. I get it. Columbia is just 4-12. And the last time they played Yale, which was a year ago in February, Yale won by what? 18. So I should probably take Yale, but I won't. I'm going to take Columbia plus the 17 and a half. DePaul is at Villanova, and DePaul, one of these teams just in desperate need of some wins here. They're catching a big number, 16 on the road at Villanova. I took DePaul plus the 16. I think the number is going to be somewhere right around it. I'd stay away personally, but Villanova, look, I had Georgetown. They covered for me against Villanova. Marquette beat Villanova at Villanova. They're not as good as they traditionally have been. I think Nova's still going to find a way to get the win, but give me DePaul plus the 16. Eastern Michigan is at Bowling Green. This is an interesting matchup, and I think this is one where I don't feel great about this one either. Bowling Green's laying 7. They're at home. I lean Bowling Green because Eastern Michigan's kind of been terrible on the road. But Eastern Michigan is improved. I think they're one of the more improved teams in the MAC from an eye points, you know, standard there. I'm going to take Bowling Green minus 7. I don't love this play. Fordham is at Dayton. Fordham, talk about teams that are improved. They're very improved from the past couple of years. They're catching 13 and a half at Dayton. Dayton's a tough place to play. Dayton's coming off a loss to George Mason. However, I think 13 and a half just a little bit too much. Give me Fordham plus the 13 and a half to cover. Miami, Ohio is at Ball State. This should be a nice MAC matchup. Both these teams are solid. I'm going to lay the 2.5 with Miami, Ohio, but this one should be pretty much coming down to the final couple of possessions, I would assume. I think Miami, Ohio is the better team, but the fact it's in Muncie, Indiana, I got to give Ball State a couple points with that. Give me Miami, Ohio to cover the 2.5. One of the best games of the day here. Michigan State is at Illinois. Sparty's catching 5.5. Illinois lost at Maryland recently, but they didn't have Kofi Coburn, who was out with a concussion. Michigan State was a team that I wrote. I was on Michigan State winning in Madison. I'm going to take Michigan State plus the 5.5. I'm going to trust the better coach and I just think 5.5 points. Michigan State's been underrated all year. They've been underrated all year. Give me the 5.5 and Sparty. Missouri State is at Indiana State. And this is one where you wonder about the letdown spot. Loyola Chicago hadn't lost a home game in 30 outings before Missouri State came in there and beat them and beat them, you know, kind of gave it to them. That was a huge win for Missouri State. Now they go on the road to Terry Haught to take on Indiana State. The Sycamores are getting 6 points. I'm going to go Missouri State, but I am concerned about the letdown spot. Northern Illinois is at Ohio. Northern Illinois has been playing a lot better lately. One of the teams I think has just been improving as the season goes along by a ton. Ohio's coming off that bad loss though. Bad spot for Northern Illinois. I think Ohio's the real deal. I'm going to lay the 17 with the Bobcats as Northern Illinois continues to improve though. Siena is at Iona. And this is one where look, Siena is a team that's, yeah, they're 6-7. Iona 16-3 and look like the real deal. This was a 3-point game last March. Now I get it. This Iona team's better than last year's team. I still think Siena's getting 16.5 points. I'm sorry. I'm locking up Siena. Let's go. St. Bernard. Western Michigan is at Kent State. Kent State's been a team that's been hard to get a gauge on in the MAC. They're a team that can beat anybody, I feel like, but they can also lose to anyone. They're at home against Western Michigan. Western Michigan's catching 12.5. I think this line's a little bit too big. Give me the Broncos plus the 12.5. William and Mary. This has been one of the this has been just a wacky team all year. William and Mary opened up. I mean, they're 4-15. 4-15. Let me just run you through what's happening with William and Mary. They were on auto fade for me in November and December. And then all of a sudden, they open up CAA play by beating Hofstra, which I think might be at the time I thought, hey, this is the best team in the CAA. Hofstra took Houston to overtime at Houston. Hofstra beat Arkansas. And you're like, what the hell? I mean, William and Mary was losing every game by 20 points, but conference play starts and they beat Hofstra. I'm impressed. Then they follow that up with a win against Northeastern, who's traditionally a very good team in the CAA. Northeastern seems a bit down, but that's a big win. Then they play JMU. Now they lose this one, but barely. And they were up double digits a lot of this game. Very impressive performance in, considering that. Then they lose at Towson. They got blown out at Towson. You thought, okay, that's normal. That's normal. That's what I would have expected back in December. But then they cover against Delaware. Don't win, but they cover against Delaware. Then they go on the road at Drexel. Drexel's a team that won the CAA last year, and they win. Hard to get a gauge on this William & Mary team. They're just playing a lot better ball, though, within the CAA. They're getting 13 points at College of Charleston. I like this College of Charleston team. However, 13 points is a little too much for me. I think William & Mary's playing decent ball. Let's lock it up. Wright State's at Northern Kentucky, and this one should be both these programs a little bit down compared to most years. I think Wright State's the better team, but not by much. Give me Wright State plus one. Kansas State's at Baylor. This is one. K-State, I thought, got robbed against Kansas the other night. I mean, kudos to Kansas for coming all the way back. I just thought there were some ticky-tack calls down the stretch, but I think K-State's for real. I think they're a decent team, and I'm going to take them plus the 13.5 against Baylor. Maryland is at Rutgers. Now, Maryland coming off that Illinois win. Can Danny Manning build on it is the question. Rutgers coming off a tough loss at Minnesota, even though Minnesota was without a couple players. Rutgers has been terrible on the road, but the good thing for them is this game's at home. They're laying 3.5. I do think Rutgers is the better team. You know what? Let's lock it up. Let's go to Scarlet Knights minus 3.5. Southern Illinois is at Loyola Chicago. Southern Illinois, the Salukis are catching 12.5. I think you should take the 12.5 against Loyola. I think Loyola will bounce back, get the win, but Salukis cover. St. Thomas, Minnesota. They've had fun coming up from the D2 ranks. This is a team that playing pretty good basketball considering they're jumping up. They're taking on North Dakota State in Fargo, and that line is at 7.5. I went back and forth on this one. I think I went, I'm going to go North Dakota. Actually, no, let's take St. Thomas in the points. Let's take St. Thomas in the points. I think they'll hang around just enough. Syracuse is at Pitt. Syracuse is laying 4.5, and they are in a desperate spot for a win. Meanwhile, Pitt, I don't know what the hell happened. I locked them up against Clemson. They look terrible. Syracuse beat them in Syracuse. Pitt doesn't guard the three well. Syracuse shoots the three well. I guess give me Syracuse minus 4.5. I don't like the game, though. Auburn is at Missouri. Missouri's kind of been playing better ball lately. Tigers are laying 14.5, though. I'm going to take Auburn minus the points. Georgetown is at UConn. Georgetown's getting 17 points. It's too many points. Give me the Hoyas to hang tough. That's almost lock worthy. That's fringe lock worthy right there. 17. I think we should consider the Hoyas. Fresno State is at New Mexico, heading to the Pit, one of the toughest places to play in the Mountain West. I'm going to take New Mexico plus the 5 points there. Should be a good game though. Mississippi State is heading to Lexington to take on Kentucky. Kentucky's laying 9.5. I'm going to lay the 9.5. And I think Kentucky gets back on track and wins by, I don't know, 12 against Mississippi State. Nevada is at Colorado State. Nevada's been a hard team to get a gauge on too this year. They're very talented, classic Steve Alford team where they're talented, but they're not good. Colorado State's laying 7. It's in Fort Collins. I think the crowd will be lit. Give me the Rams minus the 7. Texas is at TCU. Jamie Dixon doing a wonderful job. Great win at Iowa State. Now TCU's plus 2.5 at home in Fort Worth. I think the wrong team is favored, if you ask me. I think TCU's the better team. Give me the Horned Frogs plus the 2.5. Sprinkle some on the money line. Wyoming is at Boise State. This is an awesome game. This is an awesome game. By the way, that Texas TCU game, just want to let you guys know that me, NC Nick, Patty C will be bringing you that game live play by play on Colorcast. All right. Colorcast. Find us on Twitter at I'm at the Colby D. The College Basketball Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And we'll walk you through how you can watch this game while we broadcast it to you live on Colorcast. Get the app. I'm going to start with there. I believe you got to get the app. I haven't done it yet, but I think that's what you got to do. Boise State's minus 4.5 against Wyoming. This is an awesome matchup. Boise State's won 12 in a row. Wyoming has been one of the best stories in college basketball. Both these teams, really. I'm going to lay the 4.5 with Boise, but this one should be fun. Should be a lot of fun. Air Force is at San Jose State. Tim Miles, it's been San Jose State's been better, but they still haven't got on track. Air Force been better as well. Air Force is catching 1.5 on the road. I went with the Falcons, the Princeton offense. Colorado is at Oregon. Oregon's laying 8 points. Oregon's been on fire lately, and I think we should lock this one. Let's take the Ducks minus 8. Colorado's a young team that struggle on the road. Give me the Ducks minus the 8 points. UC Santa Barbara is at Cal State Northridge. Guess what? Cal State Northridge is on auto fade for me. Give me the Gauchos minus 6. Lock it up. Yes, let's roll. And perhaps the game of the night, Arizona at UCLA. Wildcats are laying 2. I'm going to go with Arizona. I know they got fans back in Pauley Pavilion, but I still think Arizona has been the more impressive team thus far. Give me the Wildcats on the road to get it done. All right. And that's our slate. That's a great slate. Some big time matchups in there. I mean, great opportunities for some teams looking for wins, whether you're Rutgers, whether you're Kansas State, whether you're UCLA or the Oregon Ducks. This is a really good slate. So you should be happy with this, and let's make some money. Just to go through the locks one more time to refresh you on what's going on.
Let's go.
We are locking up UC Santa Barbara minus 6 against Cal State Northridge. We are locking up Oregon minus 8 at home against the Colorado Buffaloes. We are locking up Rutgers minus 3.5 at home against Maryland. News like what's the Arizona State news I alluded to earlier. So grab that SGPN app and you'll have access to all of our picks and podcasts. Once again, having a great year so far. The numbers are all there on the SGPN app. So, you know, I'm not just bullshitting you. Let's get after it. Let's make some money. Let's rebound after a 3-4 night and get after it. All right. Get the SGPN app, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Also remember to subscribe to the College Football Experience. We talk college football year round over there. Subscribe to the brand new USFL Gambling Podcast. Already got an episode out. Subscribe to that and the Sports Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Check all that out. And let's have some fun, people. Great. This is a great slate, so it should be fun. All right, let's kick ass. Let's get after it. This is the College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Tuesday, January 25th. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.